I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And I trust that you have been enjoying yourself this week with your technology. I certainly have been with mine. As usual, you know, I always just love to play with technology. What can I say? Speaking of technology, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Now, for those of you that have been wondering, what is a computer curmudgeon? Well, a curmudgeon is an opinionated old dude. Ha ha! And I happen to be opinionated about computers. And I'm not old. I just have gray hair. Ha ha ha! It's one of those genetic things, you know? Yeah. I also have some land to sell you in Florida. But anyway, never mind. The point is, we have some cool stuff to talk about this week on the netcast. Now, by the way, I don't normally mention this, but I will this time. And that is this. You can get this netcast all over the interwebs. You can go to YouTube, to our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/drbillbaileyDr. Bill Bailey. That's me. And you can get it on our website, drbill.cc. Or, should you desire, you can also go to drbill.tv. You can also go to Vimeo. That's vimeo.com/drbill. You can go to blip.tv/drbill. You can go all over the place. We're just everywhere. We're just everywhere. What can I say? We're also on Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com, and techpodcast.com, as I mentioned previously. And on iTunes. Anyway, you know, it's like every time I stop and think about it, we're somewhere else. We're just everywhere. So, tell your friends. Share the joy and excitement of Dr. Bill throughout the universe. And it'll just make the world a happier place. What can I say? Okay, so I want to tell you about a lot of things this week. And I'm really excited. I know you think this is silly, perhaps even crazy. But I am really excited about our new sponsor. Our new sponsor starting this week is Mozy Pro, mozy.com/pro. I'm going to put it right up here on the screen. And if you will use the special code that I'm going to give you here in just a few moments, you will get 15% off your Mozy Pro subscription. Now, here's the thing about Mozy Pro. Mozy Pro is a tool over the internet that allows you to back up your data. You know, there's a saying among system administrators, you're only as good as your last backup. And that is 100% true because hard drives are going to fail. Matter of fact, Mozy Pro has documented that there are 140,000, think about this, 140,000 hard drive failures every day. Not every week, not every month, not every year, every day. Oh, man. So, you need to back up your data. I mean, think about it. If you lost all your family photos, all your videos, all your DrBill.TV downloaded videos, what would you do? You would cry. Yes. And you would be, you know, right to do so because it'd be a tragedy. Now, here's the thing. With Mozy Pro, you set it up. You point it to your directory that you want to back up, and it backs it up to the cloud automatically. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to do anything. And should you actually lose your hard drive, you just download your files to your new one once you get it set up. How awesome is that? Now, remember I said 15% off. This is not an insignificant offer. So I would encourage you to take advantage of it. Go to the URL that I showed you earlier, which is mosey.com/pro, and enter this code. Are you ready? Podcast15. Podcast15 for 15% off. Dude, I'm telling you, take advantage of this special offer, okay? It will benefit you greatly. I mean, really, I can't talk enough about backing up your files. You must back up your files, okay? And this is the best way to do it. And I discovered as I went to Mosey Pro's site to do some research on it and so forth, they're owned now by EMC, the biggest manufacturer of storage area networks and disk systems that's out there. If they liked it enough to purchase the company, which they did, then you know it is good because they know what they're doing when it comes to storage. That's the storage that we have at High Point Regional Health System is EMC storage. So, I was very impressed. Okay. So anyway, great offer. Take advantage of that. Now, I've got my web browser up over here on my computer. And I'm going to have to look over here to see, because I don't have my tablet with me. It's out in the car. To see what our next item is. Our next item is, will Verizon buy Netflix? Verizon is apparently thinking about it. They're pondering it. Pondering buying Netflix. In an effort to make its way into the video streaming DVD rental business and to give Netflix a boost as well. Netflix is apparently looking for someone to purchase it. They've had some issues since they raised their prices. Which, okay, I understand that they raised their price in one sense. Because in a way they didn't. They just changed their pricing structure. They still have the streaming video service, which is what I'm a member of, for $8 a month. And they also have the, you can get the DVD in the mail, which I've never done, just never used it, which is also like $8 a month or something. So basically, they split the services apart. So in that sense, yes, it was a price increase. For me, it wasn't because I just signed up for the streaming. I got the streaming. The price didn't go up. It's still the same. And I like the streaming. You know me and my Roku box. Dude, I love my Roku box. So it wasn't an increase for me, but it was perceived as one. And I guess for people that were using both services, it was like a doubling. But at any rate, the point is, they've had some cash issues since then. People, you know, I think it was millions of people that left their service just out of sheer, we're not going to support this kind of attitude. You know what I'm saying? So they're looking for people to potentially buy them and have an injection of capital, as business folk are wont to do. Okay. Next item, CentOS 6.1 is out. Now, CentOS Linux, CentOS, some people say, because OS being operating system, is basically Red Hat Enterprise Linux, R-H-E-L, taking all the trademarking out, all the Red Hats out. See my red hat up there, little logo? Basically, if you took that hat and stripped the logo off of it, it'd just be a hat. Well, if you take the trademarks, the Red Hat trademarks, out of Red Hat Linux, it would just be Linux. But what CentOS does is they put their logos, I don't know if you call them trademarks because it's a nonprofit organization, open source, etc. They put their logo in it and they have CentOS or CentOS or whatever you want to call it, Linux. And this is 6.1. So it corresponds with Red Hat Enterprise Linux 6.1. Now, Red Hat Enterprise Linux has moved on to 6.1.